Just a taste of Rashi for the morning before we start our days. The Torah in Parshat Mitzorah, towards the end, when we get to the Tzarat on the house, it says, "Ubasher lo abayit v'gid l'kohen lemor kenega nir ali b'abayit." The person who sees that he has this blemish on his house, so he says, "I see that there is something like a nega on my house." And Rashi comments, says, "Shafilu chacham biyodeh shu nega vaday lo yisok davar baro lomar nega nirali elo kin nega nirali." A person who sees this, he shouldn't say nega nirali, that he's sure that it's a nega. He should just say kin nega. And the Farshi Rashi struggled to try to figure out, you know, what's the significance of this? Why does it matter whether he says nega or kin nega? There are lots of answers. The Maharal, his answer is that a person should not be a dover shkarim. A person says nega, and it's really, he doesn't have the right to say that, so he can't actually pronounce it a nega, then it's as if he's lying. And some of the Farshim on the Maharal, they say, well, what's the big deal? Who cares? He says nega, kin nega, it looks like a nega, it is a nega, what's the difference? And especially compounding this, that he actually doesn't have the right to declare it. So it makes no difference what he says. Mm-hmm. In other words, who cares what he says? It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't actually establish any halachic truth. And so the Mefarshim Rashi says, exactly. That's the whole point. People feel that if what they say doesn't matter, then they can say whatever they want. And it doesn't really matter what they say at all. They can lie, they can be imprecise, they can exaggerate. And that's exactly what this Rashi is coming to say, that even a person whose words have no halachic weight, even that person shouldn't go around pronouncing things that aren't necessarily true. Yom Tov, Shabbat Shalom.